Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, it says this, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." So Paul puts together this list, and I want you to take note of something. This is not a list of sin, but of sinners. He doesn't say sexual immorality, idolatry, adultery, greediness. He's speaking of people. And the reason is because virtues do not inherit the kingdom of God, but people do. Neither are sins punished outside the kingdom of God in hell, but people are. Paul is helping us understand the gravity, the seriousness of the situation. He's pressing it right up into the face of the Corinthians and to us. Stop being deceived. You think that you can carry on in the same behaviors and lifestyles of those destined for God's judgment and to have no consequence upon yourselves. You are placing yourselves in the very real danger of the same judgment by making shipwreck of your faith, by proving that you were never a part of us to begin with. In this list, 4 out of the 10 are referring to sexual sins. I think because this was such an issue in Corinth, and it's an issue in our day as well. Several episodes ago, we drew the line pretty clearly. The sexual relationship was created to be enjoyed within a marriage between one husband and one wife. Anything outside of that is out of bounds and is called sexual immorality. Sex before marriage is sexual immorality. When you continue in that lifestyle, you are sexually immoral. If you are married and have a relationship with someone who is not your husband or wife, you are an adulterer. The next one is a very sensitive subject in our day. The English Standard Version translates it by saying, "nor men who practice homosexuality." There are really 2 words presented here. One word is a word for soft or effeminate. It's usually referred to a young man who would dress himself up as a woman and make himself available to older men. The other word refers to a man who has intercourse with another man. And we stop and explain these words here because there's so much confusion about them, when in reality, it's very simple. This is wrong. It's sinful. And people who continue in these activities will not inherit the kingdom of God. Nor will thieves, nor people with cold, calculating, ungenerous hearts, nor swindlers, nor drunkards, people with no self-control, nor revilers, those with no filter or control of their tongue, those who always speak negatively of others. So Paul's not just speaking and picking on one group. He's casting a wide net. But then he says some of the most amazing words found in Scripture. "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God." Paul is reminding this church of the work that was started in them through the gospel message. And Paul is telling them, stop living in sin. Stop defrauding. Because of Christ, you are something different. You are something new. Live your life under the kingship of Jesus and stop running back to the old masters. That's not what true believers do, so turn back. You've been washed from the filth of that lifestyle of the old list. You've been set apart by God for holiness, and you've been declared just and righteous in Jesus Christ. So live like it. Let your values of the present day be shaped by the realities of your redemption in Christ Jesus. Those are dramatic changes. They're not just little life improvements, but complete worldview shifts. All caused by the gospel of grace. As you pray today, please remember Thomas Mobley and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the Americas, the Caribbean, and Spain.